Oh, magnate mirandasya, gana gana shalakaya, chakshuram militam yena tasmai sri guru vei namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovrishnam, sapitam yena bhutale, swayam rupa kadamayam vedanti swapadantikam. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanam. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaura Bhari Pacharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Sitayam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivacharya Gaura Bhaktivedanta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So welcome to the appearance day of Lord Nityananda. A very auspicious day indeed. And thank you for taking time off midweek to come to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, first expansion, who was Balaram in Dwapara Yuga and Lord Nityananda in Kali Yuga. He came back this time to assist Lord Chaitanya in propagating the holy name of the Lord, to make the whole process of going back to Godhead simplified. Very, very simplified. Now, since it's the appearance day of Lord Nityananda, we'll start by talking, not even talking, reading about Lord Nityananda's appearance. I was going to make notes, but Lord Nityananda Charitamrita, every single word is important. So it just wasn't possible to make notes. I just read it and I said, everything is sweet. So I'm just going to read it for the first time and then make some comments. So the birth and childhood activities of Lord Nityananda. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the ocean of mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, the friend of the fallen soul. All glories to Sri Advaita Charya, whose life and soul are Sri Chaitanya and Sri Nityananda. All glories to Srivas and Gadadhara Prabhus. All glories. All glories to Sri Vishwambara, the beloved son of Jagannath and Sachi. All glories to all the devotees and associates of the Lord. That shouldn't surprise anybody. When you start, most of these pure devotees, practically all of them, when they're going to talk about a particular pastime, they start by glorifying the Lord and the Lord's devotees. It's very standard. So, everywhere, Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'd see it. You read, you want to hear about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, but the first thing that the author says, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, all glories to Chaitanya, all glories to Nityananda, all glories, he just gives them so much praise so that we can also follow in the same way, giving praise. So, there is a village called Ikachaka, and it's in Radha Desh in West Bengal. The Supreme Lord, Lord Nityananda, appeared there. As a matter of fact, Ikachaka also plays a role in Mahabharata. When the Pandavas had to run from the house of Lat, when there was an attempt by Duryodhana to burn them, and Vidura let them know what was going on, and they left a day earlier from the day that was scheduled for the assassination. Krishna never let that happen. When they disappeared with the hole dug by the miner and got away, And the building was on fire, but they were out with their mother, Kunti. So there were six of them. Five Pandavas and their mother. They wound up in Ekachakra, the same place that Lord Nityananda was born. They were there as Brahmanas for a while, in disguise. And so, one thing that happens when pure devotees of the Lord or experienced students of the Lord or the Lord himself appear, all auspiciousness occurs to the place that they appear. So this wasn't any different in the case of the Ekachakra. When Lord Nityananda appeared there, famine, poverty, other types of distress, all disappeared. The Ekachakra was wonderful. At the time the Pandavas got there, they were under duress. But that was years before. That was Dwapara Yuga. But still, there was one asura that was tormenting them, and Bhim killed him. And then the Pandavas left. This time when Lord Nityananda appeared there, so much auspiciousness happened there, as it said here. Now, Lord Nityananda appeared in this village, Ekachakra. Now, he appeared appeared in the family of Hari Pandit. We'll talk about him first. He was a very qualified Brahmana. He was very detached from material things. And he was an exalted devotee, full of compassion. His wife was Padmavati Devi. So, and she also was very magnanimous and very merciful. And she was in fact called the mother of the universe, which means there's definitely some high-level connection with them, with her. Hari Pandit, Padmavati Devi were married. And Lord Nityananda appeared in that family. He made that decision to appear in the family. So, he was the first son, the eldest among the sons of Hari Pandit. And when he was born, there were so many auspicious symptoms about the baby's body. So everybody noticed that and they were very happy. And in time, Lord Nityananda began to grow. Now, due to the influence of Yogamaya, illusory energy, no one could recognize that this was the Lord. So Lord Nityananda concealed his identity and just played with his friends, boyhood friends. Now, what was very significant about the way they were playing, Lord Nityananda and his friends, they were playing, mimicking the pastimes of Krishna. Krishna had already appeared in the Jiga before, and he came as Balaram. Now he's Lord Nityananda, and he's playing with his boyfriends based on the pastimes of Krishna. So when we talk about it, some of them, sure, you will be able to remember, at least be able to relate to it. So they started with a pastime involving Mother Bhumi being disturbed about the demons on the earth and going to seek help. So one of them acted as Lord Brahma, one of them acted as, you know, the earth, and the one that acted as Lord Brahma led all the boys to the riverbank, just like they went to see the Lord Vishnu in Svetidvi. Same way, they went to the riverbank, and the request was made. And one boy, hiding from the rest, declared very loudly, just like Lord Vishnu said, "I will soon take birth in Mathura, Ngoku." The boys were playing like that. And they also acted the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. And another night, when everybody was asleep, they made a jail cell and enacted this whole pastime of the birth of Lord Krishna. And the whole point of taking Krishna to Gokul and exchanging babies, all of that, they planned that. Now, if you remember, not to throw something in there that's insignificant, it's actually quite significant. When Srila Prabhupada was young, he also staged a Rath Yatra. He let his father build a small cart with Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, and then he got all the boys in the neighborhood, and they did their own Rath Yatra. I can just imagine. Wonderful, wonderful, sweet Rath Yatra. Lord, Srila Prabhupada's father was a pure devotee, Ramahandi, so he was very much in favor of doing that. And it, you know, you can just, you see little children having their own Rath Yatra. If you were there and you saw it, your heart would go out to them. Definitely go out to them. So in the same way, Lord Nityananda and his friends, they were playing different pastimes. And this whole thing about the Kaliya pastime, they also did that. They made snakes out of leaves and then put it in the water, and one of them jumped in the water and didn't move. The Lord brought him back to consciousness. So many things. The Dinukasura pastime to a Taliban, the donkey. They did that one also. And so one of them played the role of Dinukasura, and some of the friends were Dinukasura's donkey friends. And then Lord Nityananda was part of it. He killed Dinukasura. So in the real pastime, Balaram was the one that killed Dinukasura. So in this pastime, they were playing Lord Nityananda, the real personality, also killed the quote-unquote playing the actor, Dinukasura. So it was all done in fun. It's all, so one thing after another. One thing after another. A boy dressed as Akrura came and got Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boys, like that. They took him to Kamsa's capital, so they decided that this place is going to be Mathura. Now they're in Ekachakra now, and they're doing all of this, having this wonderful reenactment of Krishna and Balaram's pastime. So all through this, the cowherd boys had no idea that Balaram was the real Balaram. They were just playing, and he was the one that was directing most of the activities, the pastimes, because he knew. Now, it really, really got most of the adults in Ekachakra be very surprised. They go, how come this boy knows so many pastimes of Krishna? They had no idea that was Balaram himself. But he and the cowherd boys obviously didn't know. This is all covering by Yugamaya. And then they were playing one activity after another. So many incarnations. Even the Bali Maharaj and Vamana pastime, where Bali Maharaj was cheated by the dwarf Brahmana, he came to get, oh, give me just 2 steps of land. And Bali Maharaj says, I own everything. He had actually defeated the demigods and gotten the property. And you only want just 2 little baby steps? They played that role also. And they had one person playing the role of Sukracharya, switcher master of Bali Maharaj, saying, oh no, don't give last to the Supreme Personality, don't give the land, he'll take everything. And Bali Maharaj responded, one of the boys playing Bali Maharaj responded, you're stopping me from assisting, from serving the Supreme Personality. You've admitted that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you don't want me to serve him. That way that I denounce you, then I can't have you as a spiritual master. He played all of that, that role. Taking three steps and finally, the third step, basically capturing Bali Maharaj. He played all of that. Now, even if they didn't know the pastime well, Balaram himself was there. Ranichananda was there to help them. So they played the role properly. So he was player director at the same time. Made them do all of this well. And some of those in Akitaka that knew about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram and saw the boys acting so nicely and literally just like the pastime, that had come the yuga before, it was very surprising to them. But that was Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda later on left home because the sannyasi came to visit them. The house came to Hari Pandit Padmavati's house. Lord Nityananda had grown a little more. Wasn't a little baby anymore. And when the sannyasi was about to leave, he requested something of Lord Nityananda's father. He says, I'm going to be traveling to so many holy places and I want a companion with me. Can you give me your son to go with me? Hari Pandit was very much attached to Lord Nityananda's son. And now the sannyasi is saying, please let me take him with me. And Hari Pandit was just about ready to faint. On the one hand, you don't turn down requests from sannyasis. But on the other hand, this is my very beloved son. And now I'm going to have to leave him. He's going to go and who knows whether I'll see him at all. So he remembered what happened between Lord Ram and Lakshman and their father Dasharath when Vishwamitra came and said, give me your two sons. Because there are demons bothering me in the forest and I would like them. I would train them how to get rid of those demons. But Dasharath was very, very attached to Lord Ram. And the idea of Lord Ram leaving was difficult. But I finally remembered that pastime. And he knew that no matter how upset that Dasharath was, he gave in. So then Hari Pandit also gave in. And Lord Nityananda traveled with this sannyasi. He went so many different places in India. And as the time went on, they visited wonderful places and he performed pastimes there, people still not knowing who he was. This is Lord Nityananda. Finally, he came to Navadvip. Lord Chaitanya was there. So there was a wonderful meeting between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. And it was there, it's emotional, and some of the prema, Krishna prema, signs, hair standing on end, weeping, stunned, all of that, they were exhibiting. Now, later, Lord Chaitanya, because he was spreading the Yugadam, the chanting of the holy name. And so Haridas Thakur was there also. Haridas Thakur was actually Lord Brahma. Came with Haridas Thakur. He was also there. We never dream. And Lord Chaitanya requested both Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur to induce people in the area, in Nadia, to take to the holy name. Seriously take to the holy name. And by the way, this is going on up to this very minute. We are being induced to take up the holy name because that's the way to go back to Godhead in this Kali Yuga. It's like you get down. So, Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda were going about in Navadvip trying to get the attention of everybody to chant. And they were quite successful. Lord Nityananda sometimes, even depending on where he was at, when people were a little resistant, he would literally beg and roll on the floor begging people, chant the holy name of the Lord. Please chant the holy name of the Lord. It is to your advantage to do that. So it happened that one day, Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda, they were walking down the main road, and then they saw there was a crowd, and they were roaring, so much noise going on there. And so they inquired from those who were passing by, and they were told that there were two brothers called Jagai and Madai. They were creating a public disturbance. They were drunk, and they were creating a disturbance. Jagai and Madai were very troublesome. They were dacoits. They were causing trouble in Navadvip. And most of the time, they were drunk. And so, and you know, a person that's drunk, they don't really care much what they do. They become very, very Kali Yuga style uninhibited, if you know what I mean. They do all kinds of crazy things. And as I remember one lecture that Maharaj gave, that if they didn't, those two didn't have anybody to disturb or worry, they got on themselves. They just beat themselves. They got something to do, you know, but they have something. They were just so crazy. So that was the situation that Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur came upon. Now, they also heard that Jagai and Madai were born in actually a respectable Brahmin family. But they had gotten themselves into low association, and so they have become debauchees of the worst type. They were not only drunkards, but they were also meat eaters, they were woman hunters, they were dacoits, and sinners of all description. As a matter of fact, what was going on in Yamaraj's planet takes account of everybody doing bad things. They had to put extra help in Yamaraj to take, to record the wrongdoings of Jagai and Madai. So Jagai and Madai were causing trouble in Navadvip, and Yamaloka, they were doing overtime. Try to record the wrong things these guys were doing. And so their situation was so bad, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur said, these people are such fallen souls, they should be the first to be delivered. Because if we're able to deliver them, then the good name of Lord Chaitanya would really be even more glorified. Because they were a special bad case, horrible case. So when they thought like that, then Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur pushed their way through the crowd and got to these two souls and asked the brothers, Jagai and Madai, to chant the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now they were drunk at that time, Jagai and Madai. And when they heard that request, they immediately got upset. What? We should chant the name of what? And immediately began to attack Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda. And Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda had to just make their way out of the crowd. And these two were chasing them, Jagai and Madai. And Lord Nityananda were running. And it's just, they're trying to stop, stop, stop. They're trying to get them to stop. And they were just running. And as they were running, they were smiling. They weren't really afraid of Jagai and Madai. Once, Haridas Thakur said to Lord Nityananda, well, we really got ourselves in quite a situation today. Trying to get these people to chant. But then Nityananda says, well, if they did it, Lord Chaitanya will be glorified even more. And they're running, and the brothers are drunk, Jagai and Madai. So no matter what they did, they really couldn't catch up with Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. They were close, but we weren't going to be able to catch up to them. So they told, they meaning Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, told Lord Chaitanya that he attempted to deliver, and they would put it this way, a stupid pair of fellows. But it didn't work. The next day, Nityananda Prabhu himself, without Haridas Thakur, went to see the brothers. And again, he appealed to them to chant the holy name of the Lord. But Madai had a piece of earthen pot, and in close range, he threw it at Lord Nityananda's face. And Lord Nityananda got cut, and blood was oozing out. Still, Lord Nityananda didn't leave. He says, I still request, even though you've done this to me, I still request you to chant the holy name of the Lord for your own good. Now, Jagai saw what had happened. It was Madai that actually hit Lord Nityananda like that. And Jagai was very, very, very astonished at what his brother had done. And so he went down, tried to offer obeisances. And they were actually looking at Lord Nityananda like a sannyasi. He wasn't, but they looked at him that way. And Madai was still mad. He was going to hit him a second time, even though Lord Nityananda was bleeding. And this time, Jagai stopped him and said, what are you doing? To a saint, you're doing this to him? In the meantime, others had seen this, and they ran to Lord Chaitanya and told Lord Chaitanya what had happened. And Lord Chaitanya immediately came to the place, and when he saw how much blood that Lord Nityananda was losing from the wound, he immediately invoked his Sudarshan chakra. He was very angry, and he was going to get rid of both of them. But then Lord Nityananda reminded him, this particular incarnation that we've come, this age, we are supposed to help change the minds of these sinners and not kill them physically. So Lord Nityananda reminded Lord Chaitanya that he should not kill like that with the Sudarshan chakra. So the Sudarshan chakra had to be sent back. In the meantime, Jagai was very apologetic at what had happened. And so he told Lord Chaitanya, please forgive me. And he was begging and begging. And Lord Nityananda also told Lord Chaitanya that Jagai tried to protect him. He didn't, in fact, tell Lord Chaitanya like that. So then Lord Chaitanya's heart softened towards Jagai, and he forgave Madai. And when Madai saw that Lord Chaitanya had forgiven him, in the meantime, remember, they were scared first, because the Sudarshan chakra was there. It was going to be the end of them. So later, when Madai saw that, then he also requested, please forgive me. And at first, Lord Chaitanya didn't want to. But on the appeal of Lord Nityananda, then Lord Chaitanya says, I'll forgive you both on one condition, that you stop all of the problems that you're causing in this drunken state and all of this, stop all of that, and do what Lord Nityananda asked you to do to begin with. Chant the holy name of the Lord. And so Jagai and Madai both decided to go along with the request and the condition. They became very respectable citizens. They started chanting. A devotee is supposed to chant how many rounds? Not the break that the Prabhupada gave us, but normally, Vaishnava. 64 rounds. They were chanting 64 times 2. 128 rounds they were chanting every day. Both of them, Jagai and Madai, chanting 128 rounds each. And the bathing ghats next to the rivers, they were also cleaning. So they were doing this menial service, and they were very, 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 very kind. They had really changed their demeanor. And it became big news in Navadvip that these two had changed. So if the Lord is, Lord Nityananda, is willing to put his own body on the line to get people to chant, those who are such devotees to chant, how much more those of us. Yeah, we have lower natures, but nothing like Jagai and Marai. Believe me, nobody here has done things as bad as they had done. And they have changed, and they were chanting and taking chanting seriously. So, from 128 rounds down to 16. Now, what excuse do we really have? So, we should really take the chanting seriously, because this Kali Yuga is not getting better, and it won't get better. Try to chant your way back to Godhead. Some devotees, sometimes we hear them say, well, I'll do the best that I can here. If I even don't make it, the next life, I'll try to do better. That's all there. Well, let me respond to that with Srila Prabhupada's response. He says, it's better to finish your business now and get out. No matter what happens, we have to look at it one way. Even if we came back, this is for argument's sake now. We came back and our material situation was good, and we also could chant the holy name of the Lord. Does that mean that the overall atmosphere is going to improve? The answer is no. Kali Yuga is going to get worse. But if you are, and we're talking about a wonderful material situation, if you just are in a well-settled situation, but around you there's more crime, you're going to be more anxiety. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You're going to be more anxiety. Chances are you're going to be cheated left and right. You have to maintain whatever that you have, but people get more greedy. So since the situation in the world itself is going to be worse, it's better to get out when it is getting bad, but not getting as bad, not gotten as bad as it's going to get. The more you come back, another life here, the worse it gets. Even if your material situation is good, the worse it gets. So that is the little bit of warning from Srila Prabhupada, that it is not difficult to chant. Everybody should be chanting the holy name of the Lord. Lord Nityananda came for that purpose, to assist Lord Chaitanya in getting us Krishna Prema by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Jai. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ki. Shri Prabhupada ki. Are there any questions or comments? Or realization is something that's picked your mind from here in the past times?
As per our scripture, Nityananda Prabhu was the incarnation of Lord Balaram himself.
Yes.
So, my question is how devotee identified him that he is the incarnation of Lord Balaram? He is not the incarnation of any other Lord, but the Lord Balaram. So that is because of the work he did or because of the action he performed? It's how he was identified as the incarnation of Lord Balaram?
Very good question. When the Lord decides to come, he does so out of his own sweet will. And the way we get to know is that it is confirmed in the scriptures what is going to happen. Sometimes the scriptures even goes to the extent of talking about where that incarnation is going to be born and who the parents are going to be, even that. So at the end of Kali Yuga, there will be Kalki Avatar. We haven't gotten there. We are 427,000 years away from that happening. We've done only 5,000 out of 432,000 years. But it's already in the scriptures. Where he was going to be born, what the parents are. So, just so nobody would come and, try to convince other people that they are an incarnation of Krishna. They should be quoted in the scriptures as coming. But the Lord does things out of his own will. Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Balaram, out of their own. So, basically, we take the word from scriptures. I see the Prabhupada from authority. Scriptures. Hare Krishna.
I have been trying to do like Japa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Ram.
For the last couple of years.
Yes.
And but my problem is like, you know, that I do 2 rounds or 3 rounds with full energy, enthusiasm, love, affection, concentration, everything.
Mm-hmm.
But after 3 rounds, I lose my, like, you know, flow, I lose my energy, and I'm not able to do more than 3 rounds. So, what should I do? Because if I do 3 rounds, I feel very happy. But after 3 rounds, like that energy, that power, you know, it just goes up from me. So, how to work on it and how to improve that, you know, so that at least I can extend my round, maybe from 3 to 4 or maybe 3 to 5, 6, that I can extend it. I have been trying for a couple of years, but I'm not succeeding.
So, what you're saying that after you've done about 3 rounds, then your enthusiasm goes down, then what happens? Do you stop chanting?
Yeah, I stop chanting.
Okay. That's the one thing you need to change. Even if your enthusiasm goes down, keep chanting. Keep chanting anyway. Keep chanting. The effort that we put in as devotees draws the mercy of the Lord. The effort draws the mercy. Therefore, if you keep chanting and your mind is telling you, but I am not so enthused and this. The mind, you have to treat as a stranger sometimes. What are you telling me? If I chant more, use your intelligence, if I chant more, wouldn't that be more pleasing to Krishna? You already said yes. So if the answer is yes to that, then you should go on. The mood has changed a little bit. No, don't worry about it. The mood can come back. Now, if you have, other thing is, if you have pictures of Srila Prabhupada, pictures of Radha Krishna, or if you have an altar and you're in front and you're looking, or even the case that you just simply have a piece of paper or your laptop and you type Hare Krishna, or you write Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, on that and look at that and chant while looking at it. So now you engage more of your senses. You chant out, so your ears can hear, your mouth is talking, but your eyes are also seeing. And if the enthusiasm, whatever it is, doesn't come back, don't worry about it. Just keep going, just keep going, just keep going. And that change will come. It will get to your heart. It's the effort you have to put in. That's all.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai. Jai.